Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
When embarking on a digital transformation, it's important to define what it is you want to be when you grow up before you get too far into the project. But how exactly can we define that, and what can we do to define our future state? That's what I'm going to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world reach their third stage of digital transformation success. And when we're helping clients through their digital strategies, one of the first things we ask them is, what is it you want to be when you grow up? What is it you're trying to accomplish? What do you want your future state of the organization and your operations to look like? And for that reason, it helps to take a look at where I am right now. And I'm in a vacant office that's just right down the hallway in our office building where Third Stage is based. And as you can see, it's vacant. It hasn't been built out yet in terms of furniture. There's no people here. There's no computers. There's no equipment. And this is a lot like a digital strategy. When we're defining a digital strategy, we have a clean slate. It's an open book. We can do whatever we want, essentially. Yes, we have some confines of the limitations of the building. There's certain things we can and can't do within here, but there's a lot we can do. And if I were to say that we're going to move our company here and this is going to be the place, the physical place of our company or our organization, without any clarity, people are going to show up with nowhere to sit. They're not going to have the equipment they need, and it's not going to work well for the organization. So that's a lot like what we're dealing with here with defining a digital strategy, is we have to define what it is we want to be when we grow up and clearly articulate what the organization and the operations and the people of the digital transformation are going to look like. And that's what I want to talk about here today. The first step in defining what it is you want to be when you grow up as an organization is to define what your digital strategy is. When I say that you should define what your digital strategy is, I'm not talking yet about choosing specific technology or actually going through the digital transformation yet. What I'm talking about is defining that vision and the overall strategy and roadmap for the digital transformation. So for example, when defining your digital strategy, you want to look at a number of different work streams. One being your business process model. At a very high level, what is it you want your operational strategy to be? What do you want your organizational strategy to be in terms of the impact to people? And in general, what are the sorts of technological strategies you might deploy to enable your overall digital strategy? Those are just a few different examples of the components of digital strategy that you need to define. And the key here is to have that high-level framework, the high-level vision of where it is you're headed as an organization. And this digital strategy provides the foundation for other work streams and other activities that I'll talk about later in this video. Some other examples of high-level digital strategic decisions that you would need to make would be things like, are we going to standardize our operations across a multinational organization? Are we going to become more of a flexible organization? Are we going to use a tier one big ERP system? Are we going to look at more of a best of breed approach? Are we going to become more of a data-driven organization? These are just a few examples of key decisions that need to be made and key plans and strategic frameworks that need to be put in place to enable those decisions. Now, I'm not going to get into the details of how to conduct a digital strategy, but I do have a video where I've done so. If you click on this video right here, it actually dives into our digital strategy methodology here at Third Stage. And in this video, I walk through all the details of a robust digital strategy methodology. So I encourage you to check out that video if you'd like to learn more about what a digital strategy is and how you might deploy it at your organization. But in the meantime, it's just helpful to understand and keep in mind that having a clear digital strategy is step number one in terms of defining what you want your future state to be.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Once we have a clear digital strategy, we can then move on to the next phase of our digital transformation. And typically, once we have our digital strategy defined, we can then start to define what our future state business processes are going to look like. Now, a lot of times organizations erroneously assume that we can just go find new technology and the new technology will dictate or inform how we conduct our business processes. This is going to be true at the transactional level, at the really detailed granular level of our operations, but technology is not going to answer the questions that we need to answer strategically as it relates to our business processes in our operations. For example, there's a lot of decisions we need to make around where are the broken processes that we want to fix. What are those key processes that we're trying to improve and enhance as part of our digital strategy? What are the business processes we have in place now that we want to preserve? There's probably certain things that you've been doing for decades that work really well for you, and that's what's made your organization successful. And we want to make sure that we preserve and build on those business processes rather than assuming that a new technology is just going to enable them. The last thing we want to do is water down or undermine some of these operational advantages that we've built over the years. So the key here is to define those macro business processes so that we can go out and evaluate and find the best technological options that we have to enable the operational strategy that we're going to pursue in the future. Once we have those business processes defined and the technology chosen, then we can use the technology to inform more of those granular, lower level business processes at the transactional workflow levels, fitting within the context of the higher level operational strategy. Now, I have a video on my YouTube channel that dives into how to go through process improvement in more detail. You can find that video right here. And if you dive into that video, I walk through the entire methodology of how we typically recommend navigating the operational and business process improvement aspect of digital transformation. The next thing we need to do is define what our future state organization is going to look like. In other words, what are our people going to do? What are their roles and responsibilities? Who are they going to report to? How are we going to be organized? And this work stream is not only focused on people in the human side of change in that future state, but it also ties very closely to the previous point I made around operational and business process future state. Once we know what our future state business processes are going to be, then we can define how people fit within those processes to ensure that we're integrating the two appropriately. This is where organizational design and identifying how people's jobs are going to be impacted by those changes are all so important, and this should be a key part of any sort of organizational change strategy. One reason why this is so important is not only to give us clarity as a leadership team or as a project team in terms of what the organization is going to look like, but just as importantly, maybe even more importantly, it gives clarity and offers clarity to the organization itself, to employees that are going to be affected by this digital strategy. They now understand and can start to understand and consume and digest what it is their job is going to look like. And it eliminates a lot of that ambiguity that so many organizations experience during digital transformation. And that ambiguity and that failure of clarity that most organizations struggle with is what causes resistance to change and creates fear, uncertainty, and doubt with employees. So having that clearly defined future state of the organization and the way organizations and jobs are going to be defined is critical to ensure that your project is successful. Now, for more information on the human side of change and digital strategy, I encourage you to check out this playlist. I've included a link right here. It's a playlist to all the videos I've ever done about change management. And in that playlist, you'll find a lot of videos that dive into the methodologies and strategies and best practices that we've seen work best from a change management perspective with our clients. There's an old adage that says, if you don't measure it, you won't achieve it. And for that same reason, you want to make sure that your digital strategy has clearly defined performance measures and expectations around business value. In other words, we don't want to go through a digital transformation and spend all this time defining a digital strategy and going through the heartburn and heartache of going through a transformation only to find that we've simply paved the cow paths or spent a lot of money with limited to no business value. Instead, we want to be hyper-focused, laser focused on ensuring that we get the business value and optimize the business value that we want to get out of our investments and new technological and business process changes. So for that reason, we need to be very clear and deliberate about what our expected performance measures are, what our target levels of performance are, and really set those metrics and expectations so that we can get the most value out of the project post-implementation, but just as importantly, during implementation and during the transformation itself, those metrics serve as a sort of North Star from a project governance perspective. It ensures that we keep the project on track and that we focus only on those activities that are delivering the most measurable business value to the organization. So for that reason, as part of defining what it is you want to be when you grow up, you also need to define what the performance measures and the business value are that you expect to achieve when you grow up as an organization. Now, once you've done all these things that I've mentioned so far in this video, now you want to dive into defining in more detail what the digital transformation roadmap looks like. Now we understand what our overall strategy is going to look like from a digital perspective. We know what our operational future state is going to look like. We know what our organizational future state is going to look like, and we know what we expect to achieve in terms of business value and performance measures. Now we need to take all that as an input and define a digital transformation roadmap that accomplishes those things that we're trying to accomplish. And this digital transformation roadmap needs to be closely aligned with not only what we're trying to achieve in those different buckets that I described already, but also ensure that it fits who we are as an organization today. It fits our tolerance for risk. It fits our staffing availability. It fits our budget. It fits our tolerance or expectations around time. And this is where we really want to fine-tune and tailor the digital transformation plan and roadmap to fit who we are as an organization, as well as where we're headed in the future. So that digital transformation roadmap is an important capstone work stream or deliverable that should come out of the entire exercise of defining what it is you want to be when you grow up. I hope this has provided you some guidance and some general expectations around what it takes to define what it is you want to be when you grow up as an organization, and helping you define that future state so that you can define a digital strategy and execute a digital strategy that best fits what those needs are. For more information and best practices around digital strategies and other benchmarks and tips and best practices that will help you in your digital transformation, I encourage you to read our digital transformation report, which contains a number of strategic best practices, lessons learned, tips, as well as independent technology reviews and rankings that will help you through your digital transformation journey. You can read that report by scanning the QR code in front of you, or you can click the links below, which includes a link to that report as well as other resources that I think will help you through your digital transformation journey. So I hope you found this information useful. I hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.